This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, the NCAA basketball tournament begins. I love to watch the teams play as much as I can. One thing about it, there will be only one national champion. Only one will carry that trophy home. That means 67 teams will experience a defeat. And it's one and done. That is one loss and the season's over for that team. But there are always lessons to be learned from defeat. And although each team that experiences a loss goes home, well, their life as individuals certainly isn't over. And for some who will return for another year with the team, they'll have more time together for that school to mold themselves into a better team. Certainly all of them can apply their loss to life. And that holds true for you and me as well, for we know what it is to suffer a loss. Adolph Rupp, the legendary coach at the University of Kentucky, once said, "Defeats intelligently used are stepping stones to success." He said, "We tell our boys when they're defeated, we want them to be broad-minded and hold their heads high, accept defeat graciously, but learn from the defeat that will pave the way to victory." I know Kentucky fans don't even want to think about the possibility of defeat right now. Well, Rupp was certainly no loser. He led the Wildcats to four national titles and a winning percentage of .822. He is certainly one of college basketball's greatest coaches. It was Rupp who said, "If winning doesn't matter, then why is there a scoreboard in every gym in America?" Good question. But as intent as he was about winning, he also knew that one of the keys to success is in how we bounce back from those inevitable defeats. He knew that you had to keep bouncing back if you're going to keep winning. Life does go on. It's only when we quit that we truly fail. It's the quality of bouncing back that determines our success. Breaking is inevitable. The question is, how do you keep bouncing back? One thing, refuse to blame others. When we blame someone else, we only shift the responsibility from ourselves, and that immobilizes us. By taking responsibility, we force ourselves into action. We can then attack the problem. Of course, responsibility is proportional to designation of duty. The attendant at the quick stop where you get gas for your car isn't responsible for the escalation of gas prices. You're accountable for your area of responsibility. I love what Coach Paul Bear Bryant said, the legendary coach at the University of Alabama. "If anything goes bad," he said, "I did it. If anything goes semi-good, we did it. If anything goes really good, then you did it. That's all it takes," he said, "to get people to win football games for you." He must have known what he was talking about because he tallied 323 victories and led the University of Alabama to six national titles. Here's another thing. Learn from your mistake and then move on. Leadership expert John Maxwell said, "If there's a single factor that makes for a successful life, now listen to this, it's the ability to draw lessons from defeat." You see, what we do is learn from what's happened to us, whether it was deficient preparation, fatigue from overtraining, too much stress, lack of focus, whatever. Learn from it and then move on. You're a wiser and more effective person by that time. And then thirdly, get back in the game as soon as possible. If you failed a test at school or bumbled that project at work, get back on track as soon as possible by trying again. Don't be gun-shy after a blast. That'll only intensify your insecurities. Fourth thing, think about your goals. Go back to your goals. What are they? Go back to them and rethink them and dream again. It's in the dream that you'll find the energy to start again. And then keep growing. Think of every failure as God's gift, specifically designed to advance you on your success journey. You got that success in mind. Just think of how this is going to propel you forward. We grow bigger as we keep bouncing back. Sir Edmund Hillary made several unsuccessful attempts at scaling Mount Everest. He failed, but he bounced back. On one occasion, Hillary stood at the base of Mount Everest and shook his fist at the mountain, and he said, "I'll defeat you yet. You're as big as you're going to get, but I'm still growing." Really, that's what makes us a failure or a success. It's whether we bounce back or stay down. It's the bounce, not the break, that determines our true success or failure. And remember, you will never have the opportunity to bounce back until you've been knocked down. You may be knocked down, but not knocked out. Or as writer F. Scott Fitzgerald put it, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. So keep bouncing back, because it's never final unless you quit. Then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.